money.
It's a business banger, baby.
Business banger spotlight. Business tips.
It's a business banger, baby.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby.
Share your entrepreneurship journey. Business tips. Words of encouragement. And occasionally, we offer special discount.
It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business banger, baby.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Business Banger Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Here at the Business Banger Spotlight, we feature bold and brilliant individuals from all around the globe who are absolutely banging in business. From powerhouse CEOs to rising startup stars, guests share their real journeys, expert tips, game-changing insights, and a dose of motivation to keep you grinding. So, before we get into the show, we must get those formalities out of the way. So, if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to share with everyone that you know how to tune in, this is what you would share. All right. So, let's welcome our guest, Ms. Connie Cutter of Cutter Solutions. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you. So glad to be here.
Yes, glad to have you. So, before we get into details, you know, and all the good stuff, let's start with your background. Can you tell everybody real quick where you're from, what you do, and what you like to do in your spare time?
Excellent. I am originally from Minnesota, Wisconsin area. 4 years ago, we moved down to Louisiana to escape the winters, and I love it down here now. I feel like I'm on vacation every day. As someone who was successful by society standards in my career and in my marriage, I still felt a little something was missing. And I stumbled into a group coaching program that literally changed my life. And so now I am a certified coach in that same framework, helping people gain clarity, reduce overwhelm, and live a life that is their purpose and design. I believe God has created everybody with purpose and value. And so I like to bring that out and have everyone share that with the world. And what I like to do in my free time in the summer, we go camping and we have a small community up there of about, I think, 15 couples. And we go ATV riding and sit around the campfire and tell stories. And when I'm down here in Louisiana, my husband and I like to go Harley riding.
Okay, awesome. So before you became a coach, what were you doing? Were you working in corporate? If you were, what was that like?
Yes. So I graduated from college with a chemistry degree. I spent 15 years in chemistry, in pharmaceutical drug development, and that wasn't really fitting for me. And so I transitioned into business analysis within the IT space, and that's where I worked for another 20-some years. And then I've been coaching for the last 4.5 years, working the two jobs, supporting, you know, my family and doing all that. But yes, in the corporate IT world as business analysis, helping people improve their business processes, and that's where they spend their time. And now I get to help people improve and live their full lives with that same purpose and efficiency.
Okay. Tell me, what transpired that made you feel like you needed to transition into becoming an entrepreneur?
One of the main reasons was feeling like I had to wait for others to recognize my value and being limited in what I could do because of the corporate world. You know, how much can you grow when you're in the confines of that corporate space? I have a master's in business administration, and so I totally love the business world. I mean, we can't function without it. And I really wanted to bring the whole person into the business processes that I was working on. And I was met with resistance that, you know, it's really about the leaders and forming in the corporate space. And I had some of my leaders indicating, you know, you should lead your personal life at home. And you can't really do that because you're one person. So this gives me the freedom and the flexibility to serve those clients that want that whole purpose. If you look at, the whole person perspective. And I've had clients that have contacted me and we've worked initially based on what their job is and they wanted professions in that space or support in that space. And I've had individuals who then started with the work stuff and it's actually helped improve their lives and relationships with their children and with their spouses.
Now, in transitioning into becoming an entrepreneur as well, tell me, what was the most challenging thing you faced and how did you overcome that?
The most challenging thing was because I worked two jobs, I would do my coaching before and after and on all weekends and outside of my 9-to-5 jobs. So the hardest thing for me was realizing that I only had to work one job now. So I have my nights back. I have my weekends. I have the flexibility of the schedule. And so that's been the biggest challenge for me. And sometimes I still have to pinch myself that it's real.
Okay. Tell me, how did you determine who your ideal client would be and how to formulate your marketing message for your target audience?
Awesome. Great question. In learning a little bit about you as to prepare for this call, the bounce backology approach, I love that. And it's my story. It's where I was. And so I understand that people can, on the exterior, look successful. You can even receive the accolades or the promotions or the acknowledgement. And a lot of people, especially in life transitions, I'm primarily focusing on those individuals who are transitioning and into empty nesting or career shifts where it might not be the chosen career shift. There's downsizing and, you know, reductions in force all over. And when you have these shifts and it's like, who am I now? And, you know, for so long, I've been at this organization and I led these people or there's acquisitions and things change or by empty nesters, soccer mom, we talk about, and you're taking your kids everywhere and then your career, now you have this big void. And so that missing is what I connected with. And so it's helping people. I created a solution and a space where an individual who feels overwhelmed with life or uncertain, like, what do I do next? It can either be a blank slate, which can be daunting, or there can be so many choices, which can be daunting. And I've created a space where in 45 to 50 minutes, they can experience some calm, get some clarity on who they are and what matters to them, and then take a few small steps in the next coming weeks.
Okay, awesome. And in your, I say, entrepreneurship journey or in your, you know, business, what would you say has been your greatest accomplishment and why?
My greatest accomplishment is one of my clients' stories, success stories in, my program is 12 sessions. Ideally, you do them once a week for the greatest momentum. But he joined me with his priorities when I asked him on our first initial conversation, second or third conversation. His priorities were his job. He was also an entrepreneur with two of his former colleagues. His twin daughters graduated from college, going in separate directions. And then in his words, when he had time, he would focus on his marriage and his own personal health. And we met on Friday mornings at 7 a.m. before he started work. And over the course of those 12 sessions, when I asked him what his priorities were at the end, number one was his health, and number two was his marriage. And he and his wife are now going to the gym together, planning their vacations and cooking together. Number three is his twin daughters realizing that he will always be dad, and yet they're adults now and will be making their own decisions, and he's supporting them. And then number four was his job. Now, not that being an entrepreneur, he can, you know, totally put it on the back burner, and yet it wasn't his highest priority in order to live his best life. And he said he felt a lot less stress. So it's pretty cool that in, you know, 12 sessions, he kind of turned his little priority pyramid upside down.
Okay, that's awesome. Now,
yeah,
you told us what your ideal client looks like. So can you tell everybody, how would they go about connecting with you if they were interested in obtaining your services?
You can go to my website, which is Connie Cotter, CONNIECOTTER.com. And that explains the program and the framework that I coach in. There's a questionnaire there. If you want to jump in, fill out that questionnaire. And that just gives me a little background information. I also am on Facebook. I'm in LinkedIn. I'm also on Instagram. I have a free Facebook group. It's called Beyond the Good Life, because we're meant for more than good. So if your life is good, and I put good in quotations, which we can't see here, but if you want to go beyond that good life and go into a great life. And also, I do have a download available for your listeners if they want to go to cottingcotter.com/wonder, WONDER, because I want people to slow down in this crazy world and engage with awe and wonder that's always all around them.
And if people want to connect with you on social media, or if they want to follow you and support you, how would they go about doing that?
So like I said, I am on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm posting on a regular basis. So I've got a great support team that's helping me with that. Engage, send me a DM. I would love to. It starts with those initial conversations. And if people aren't familiar with coaching or have never worked with a life or performance coach, we can do our first session for free. I want you to experience it, because everybody goes through and experiences it a little bit differently. It's not like if you buy a phone, you can, you know, look up what it means. So again, contact me through a DM, comment on anything that you see on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram, and I'll get back to you.
Awesome. And last but not least, if you had any advice for someone that was looking to transition into entrepreneurship and maybe they have some reservations about it, what advice would you give?
That's a great question. If it's that calling that you're feeling in your heart, it's not going to go away until you address it. And so it might seem daunting. I would say, don't compare yourself to anybody else. You know, there's going to be people who are ahead of you and doing things different than you. And like I said earlier, every person on this planet has value. And so there is something that this entrepreneur who's thinking, can I do this? Is this something of value? And I want to say yes. Because until you go for it and put it out there, you'll never know. And you'll always have that calling and inkling in your heart.
Well, I want to thank you for being our guest today. Thank you for sharing your, you know, gems of wisdom. And I wish you continued success.
Thank you, Jackie. This has been such a great honor. I'm so thankful to be here. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. All right, everyone. That wraps up another episode of the Business Banker Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Thank you to our guest again, and make sure you all go check them out, connect, and share. And remember, Whether you're a seasoned boss or building your empire, this spotlight is your go-to for the energy, knowledge, and inspiration to level up. You're not just in business. You're a business banger, baby.
Business banger spotlight.
Yeah.
It's a business banger, baby.
Yes, it is.
It's a business banger, baby.
Share your entrepreneurship journey.
It's a business banger, baby. Business banger spotlight.
Business tips.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby. Share your entrepreneurship journey. Business tips. Words of encouragement. And occasionally, we offer special discount.
It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business banger,
it's a business banger, baby. Are you ready? Are you ready?